Well, Jim, this morning here, we have Philip with us. Philip's on our Conquerors program. And Philip, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you, Reverend Kaiser.
Well, for a listening audience, as they hear a radio broadcast when we bring someone on from our Conquerors program, I think they know it takes a lot of courage to share your story. And I'm excited, Phil, that you get that opportunity today. And we know the Lord's going to really bless a lot of people through your story. So if you could share a little bit about what it was that brought you to Haven of Rest here this time.
What brought me here to Haven of Rest was I found out that I was living in darkness. And as much as I like to work and come home to good things and nice things, you know, I thought was what I wanted, I came home to depression and anxiety. And I just knew that this wasn't the way to live. And so I remember coming here approximately 13 years ago, and I knew I had to do something in my life. I knew I had to return and ask God to forgive me because there was something that needed fixed in my life.
Well, you know, Philip, one of the things, Jim, as we were talking even before the radio broadcast, because, Phil, you were sharing some of your story, your testimony. You said one of the things that 13 years ago when you were here and now is you talked a little bit about some of the darkness that you were experiencing, and some of that was probably because of some of the things that were going on in your life. You talked about some of the alcohol and everything. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Okay. Prior to coming here, I was in a relationship that went a little south, and we separated. And when I went home to live in my own apartment, I was working 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day, and just trying not to think about anything. And I would get home every day and I would just drink and do drugs. And I was putting the gas on the fire is what I want to say I was doing. And nothing even helped. That didn't even help anymore. And as I would sober up, I would feel so lost and in the darkness. And I just couldn't find my way anymore. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to do anything. And I just wanted it all to go away. And I knew the only place that could save me was the Haven of Rest.
Mm. Well, praise God that He put Haven of Rest on your heart. And that is not the end of your story, right?
No.
God had way more in store for you than just that dark place you found yourself in. So you came through the doors of Haven of Rest. What was it like coming back? Describe that kind of that moment when you came back into Haven of Rest and you got it on the program.
I'll tell you, I'll never forget. I came in and I talked to Matt and Steve, and I remember seeing Jack. Jack's a good friend of mine, and I love him to death. And I remember them telling me, Phil, you know, it'll be okay, because I told them, I'll never forget this. I said, I'm depressed, man. I need a doctor. I need something. And he's like, no, just give it a little time. Confess your sins and just give it a little while, Phil. We don't think you need a doctor. We think you need the Lord Jesus back in your life and read the Bible. And I did those things, and I'll say 30 days later, I felt real good. And I could tell that something had changed in me. So I went back to him, and I said, hey, you know, remember I told you guys I think I need a pill or something? I said, no, I think I just needed the Word of God again. I said, I feel so good, and I thanked them all. And I kept moving forward and started helping others that are here. You know, just giving back. And the more I helped and the more I gave of myself, the less the pain felt. And that's where I am today. I just want to keep giving back for what has happened to me.
Well, you know, Phil, you've been in the program, as Jim mentioned, 4 months. You've made some good connections, I think 13 years ago, and now coming back, probably some new faces here, too, that are in that you're working with. Steve, Matt.
Yes.
Eugene.
Yes.
Eugene's here, been for a long time. In regards to connecting with some of your teachers and your mentors here at the ministry, why don't you talk a little bit about that importance of going in, and even Jack, going into the room and being able to talk about things and feel uncomfortable about it. That's very important in regards to the rehab here at the Haven of Rest Ministries.
Yes, you know, I'll say this to start off. You know, trust issues is hard for me. But when I came back here and I seen those faces, those familiar faces like yours as well and Jim's as well, But Jack and even Steve and Matt, who were new, they all welcomed me with open arms, and they made me feel safe and loved, and like they kept reassuring me that it'd be okay. And I promise you that I would, how they said, recommend this program to anyone who's suffering and need to find their way back to Jesus, because that's basically what it's about. You know, you got to put God first in your life, and you have to learn how to do that through worship and small groups and reading your Bible. And then you got to also give back. That's very important. You have to learn to give of yourself. And that's when you're starting to grow, to me, it feels like.
Now, Phil, one of the things that we talk about on the program is our program, it's maybe one of the things that separates it. It's a Christ-centered program, so we're not just focusing on helping you kind of manage your addiction or kind of corral your sin, but we're looking for transformation in Christ, mm-hmm. that you'd be a new person. And you'd mentioned before we went on the air today that you had kind of brought a different mindset this time from the previous time you were here. Maybe share with a little bit, because I know there's some listeners who have a loved one they're praying for, or maybe there's somebody hearing this broadcast today who's kind of on the fence about, you know, should I go help, get help? Should I ask for help? And sometimes it takes a couple tries, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about how your mindset changed the second time from the first time when you came here.
Absolutely. Well, I'll never forget, when I was first here, you know, I went through the motions is what I'll say. I did everything was asked of me, but I didn't put cement on the bricks. You know, I didn't keep everything together. You know, I went through the classes and everything, and I went to church, but I didn't keep any of that at the end of my program. I moved away to Texas, and I had this wife, and we got divorced and everything, but I never went back to church, and all that went out the window. And this time around, I knew who saved me. I knew who brought me back to the light was the Lord Jesus, and he forgave me of my sins. And that's when my healing started. So this time around, I joined a small group at the chapel. I go there to church, and I'm one who's not really sociable, you know, a social type of guy, but I've learned to get out of that, because without the community and the support of the people who are believers, I don't think I could make it. So that is the transformation that has changed in me, is that I don't want to live the life where I'm with the people who are not doing what living up to the word, you know, keeping God first and reading the Bible and giving back to others, because I think that's where it starts. You have to keep God first. And I didn't do that the first time, but I'm here to tell you I'll be doing that this time.
I love, Philip, I love your analogy of cement to the bricks. I mean, my goodness, bricks, cement holding everything together. The bricks were there, but there was no cement to hold things together. Nice analogy there. You know, as talking about church here, being involved in a church that's close to the mission here, the chapel, another part of the piece of the puzzle that you didn't, it wasn't a piece back at 13 years ago, was this issue of mentorship. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you're involved in class and your mentorship? How did that all come about?
Well, when I first was here, I can say that I don't remember, you know, the mentorship, but it's been established here. When you come to class, they tell you, they say, hey, when you're going through this and you go to church and you get in these small groups, look for somebody, you know, who you see something in, or who you just want to talk to, and see if they'll mentor you and help build your faith in Christ and your love for the Word and Jesus. And I'll tell you, I won't mention their name, but I'm blessed to have a great mentor. Mm-hmm. I got from the chapel. He's in my ABF class. And how can I say this? I want to do what was asked of me. See, the first time I did it, I didn't go to church. I didn't get a mentor. You know, those things are very important, because when you fall down, or when you feel yourself falling down, a mentor is a person that you can reach out to and ask for help, instead of just looking to the bottle or looking to drugs to help you cope. And my mentor, he meets with me very often, and we talk. I give him a chance to talk, and he also listens to me. And it works both ways. You have to share and you have to listen, you know, and I think that's very important. So the mentorship program that the Haven of Rest have established is a great thing. And I pray everyone will take advantage of that while they're here.
And Phil, I think it was important for you, you know, as sometimes as men, it's hard to put ourselves out there. Mm-hmm. Like it's tough sometimes to do that. And so part of that, asking someone to be a mentor, there's a nudge definitely from us at the Haven of Rest, like you're going to do this. But it's a good nudge because in the end, this is something we all need in our lives.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about what it meant when that mentor was like agreed and said, you know what, I want to become a part of your life. I want to meet with you. What did that mean to you? What was that like?
I'll tell you, that's a great question. Because I share, I watched this gentleman, I'll never forget. I'll tell you about the first time we went out, and I had this paper in my hand, and I just asked him, I said, could we be a mentor? And then he said, he never answered me. He just picked me up. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm a little nervous because I really don't reach out. But we went out, we had a great lunch, and I'll never forget. The second lunch, I gave him that paperwork. He came walking through the front door with it, and I was like, oh, what is, you know, and you're like nervous. But he was like, sure, I'll be your mentor. And you know, what that made me feel was loved, accepted, and that somebody cared for me that didn't even know me. And that was a blessing in itself. And I just want to thank him for that. And if you're hearing me, you know who you are.
Well, you know, Philip, coming in only 4 months, it's almost like the Lord has given you a new set of eyes. You see things a lot differently now than maybe 13 years ago. As you go through the program, I know your day starts early, and I don't know what time you go to bed at night, if it's 10 o'clock. But in saying all that, as we get close to the end of the program here, Phil, how can our listeners continue to pray for you? Because so much has happened in 4 months. So much change has taken place. You have a mentor. You're plugged in at the church. You're going to ABF class. You're connected with several people here in-house, Steve and Matt and Jack. You have people that you can talk to when you're going through. How can our listeners continue to pray for you as you continue to move forward here?
If I could ask of anything in prayer, my prayer would be to ask that I grow in the Word and continue to keep God first. And the second thing would be to keep me focused, because you can come to a wall when you get about two-thirds of the way and you just want to skip to the finish line. That's not the case. I must continue to go through whatever it is, and it's going to be in God's time, not mine, that they hand me that certificate, and I pray for that day. So if you could just pray for me, I appreciate it.
Well, Phil, we're here rooting you on. We're in your corner, and I know our listeners and those that tune into the radio broadcast, there's a lot of prayer warriors out there, and they're going to be lifting you up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of that, even what you just said there reminded me of the verse in Revelation where Jesus reminded the church to remember the things you did at first, right? And so God set these things in front of you, and you're learning, and you're seeing this change take place in your life, and it's powerful. And those things that you've done here at First, those are that foundation that God's laying in your life to carry you forward. So, Phil, we're excited for what God's doing in your life. And we're excited as we move forward here for all that's to come, the future he's laid out for you. So thank you again for coming on the radio broadcast today.
Thank you both for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.